Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be generally cloudy, some fog this morning. We'll have a high near 40 degrees for today. In Kenosha, right now it's 39 degrees, 38 in Burlington, in Milwaukee 36, it is 37 at this hour in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin fire agencies busy over the weekend. A lot of calls, a lot of accidents being reported. People driving around doing their Christmas shopping and other activities. Also, a couple of fire calls here and there that took care of their activities throughout some of the days on Saturday and Sunday, as well as also going into other communities to offer help when that was requested. Like Pleasant Prairie, seeking help from the city of Kenosha, plus Bristol and Salem, they had to deal with a garage fire. It was at 5402 75th Street. Nobody reported hurt and no details available on what exactly occurred. Last night in Kenosha, fire crews needing a rapid intervention team for a multi-story residence that was on fire at 25th Avenue and 54th Street. Smoke and flames observed upon arrival. One fire investigator brought in to work the cause. That fire itself contained to the lower level of the unit, reported in both the kitchen and the living room. Nobody again getting hurt. Public Works Committee in the City of Racine recommends approval to the Common Council for an amendment to an existing contract for the Main Street Bridge and electrical upgrades that have to take place. The amendment includes the nearby State Street Bridge. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eek told the panel that both bridges need the work, and this will move up the work timetable. It'll deal with borrowing on the same expertise, plus the state is going to cover 100% of the cost.
We sent the proposal for the Main Street Bridge this year. We're doing the electrical upgrade now at that bridge. The intent was to do the State Street Bridge next year to get those comparable to the Main Street Bridge. Since AECOM was the only one that submitted the proposal with Main Street Bridge, we recommend that we amend their agreement to cover the State Street Bridge as well.
The additional $129,000 cost, putting the total contract for both bridges at a little more than $262,250, slightly more of that amount to cover cost of the electrical upgrades on the Main Street Bridge. Racine Unified School Board tonight among the action items during its 6:30 meeting to vote on performance contracts with Train Incorporated and Johnson Controls for continued energy efficiency work at district schools. Part of the reason is they won't be allowed to do so starting next year. There's been a change in state law that's coming. Schools targeted for the work, Mitchell, both the middle and elementary sections, so as well as Frat Elementary, and the Community Pathways campus. State law has allowed districts to approve a tax levy over and above revenue limits to fund the energy efficiency projects at the schools through the performance contracts. Next year they can't, so end-of-the-year deals are now being finalized statewide, and that includes Racine. In Caledonia, the Legislative Licensing Committee set to meet at 5:30 this evening at the Village Hall. On the agenda, a proposed ordinance that would set up geographic restrictions and quotas on retail Class A and Class A intoxicating liquor licenses within the community. 7 o'clock, it's the regular business meeting of the Caledonia Village Board. Included on that agenda, an update on the former Western Publishing Company building, the trustees previously supporting efforts on a raise order to try to get things moving. Right after that meeting, a special village board get together to talk about that particular property, also the former Olympia Brown school site, and there's closed session discussion regarding the performance evaluation data on Administrator Tom Christensen. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in Milwaukee today. He's going to be talking about fighting violent crime in the cities and neighborhoods, speaking at the Federal Building and U.S. Courthouse. The AG last in Wisconsin for the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children's annual conference that was in Green Bay back in August of this year. Well, a regional economic development group is working to increase the talent pipeline flow by getting more industries and businesses to offer up internships and apprenticeships. Susan Kane leads the effort at what's known as M7. That's a coalition of Southeast counties that includes Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. She suggested recently to the Workforce Development Board that the way millennials handle the work environment, that could actually be a help to a company's immediate future.
Even something as low touch as a plant tour, to hear how having young people in the building for a day impacts a supervisor who may not have thought outside the box in many years, and have to interact with young people and see what they do through a young person's eyes, it's re-energizing.
Kane says more companies really ought to get involved in things like career expos, job fairs, and offer opportunities for shadowing other workers. State Representative Peter Barca and some other local elected officials have a listening session scheduled Wednesday night starting at 7 o'clock at the Northside branch of the Kenosha Public Library at 1527th Avenue. Barker to be joined by Summers Village President George Stoner, Kenosha Alderman G. John Ruffalo, and Kenosha County Board Supervisor Mike Gable. A news release from Barker's office says the group and other area intergovernmental elected officials meet on a regular basis about critical state and local matters. They're interested in getting more input on the views of the people that they represent. Coming up tomorrow, the special election primary for the Democratic Assembly candidate seeking to replace Corey Mason, who of course is going to be stepping down next month after his recent election as mayor of Racine. 32-year-old John Tate II is a city alderman who acknowledges there's not really much difference on the issues with his opponent, 26-year-old Greta Neubauer.
What we have is two young progressive Democrats. And if you were to go up and down the list of issues, you probably wouldn't see very much daylight, I could imagine. So what this race really comes down to is representation. And which of the two of us, in this moment, for Racine, Wisconsin, for the 56th District, best represents the voice that needs to be heard in Madison.
Tate is a social worker who says he was motivated to run because of the impact of state budget cuts for the group home where he worked. Neubauer, a former leader at the national level of an environmental group who later became a staffer in Corey Mason's assembly office, says she would use her status to encourage like-minded young people to get involved in politics.
How I understand this seat and this moment is, you know, we're not able to get the kind of progressive legislation passed that we want to right now, but I'm hoping to use, you know, all of those experiences to help other people run for office, to get other young people thinking that engaging in political work, you know, is something that's hopeful, as opposed to it's just a scary future for all of us.
The Neubauer name, of course, familiar to politics. Her father, a former state representative. Both the candidates speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. The election tomorrow, again, is a primary, so the winner will be replacing Corey Mason with the January 16th general election because no Republican candidate filed a run for the job, which will last over the next year. Kenosha Alderman Anthony Kennedy thinks that his colleagues need to support State Senate Bill 371, which targets companies not paying their workers the wages they have coming, known as wage theft. Kennedy's resolution on tonight's council agenda for a second reading says low-wage workers who can least afford it are the most common victims. The Senate bill, introduced by Kenosha Racine Senator Bob Wirch, supported by other area lawmakers, would tighten up the rules on employers who don't take care of their employees while subjecting those in violation to penalties. If the resolution is passed, copies would go to Governor Walker, Senator Wirch, and Assembly Representatives Barca, Onstead, and Kirkman. In Pleasant Prairie, the Village Board meeting this evening. Among the items on the agenda, the sale of land along the interstate to the German gummy bear maker Haribo. Company announced earlier in the year it planned to build a 500,000-square-foot production facility costing over $240 million on land just south of Highway C and west of the interstate. Construction expected to begin next year, production beginning in the year 2020. WRJN.com. That's our webpage where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.